5 minutes past eight now.
Can I just say shut up to the highly, ridiculously stupid racist text that came in? Saying, and this pees me off now, and I've had enough of it, and it stops now. Which is, it's a shame you never seem to give tickets away for Welsh, Irish or Scottish games. We're all British, are we not? You know, and I'm quite frankly getting sick and tired of these moronic texts from these a-holes who are, you know... What did we give away the other week? Tickets for what rugby game was it?
Wales.
Yeah. And the guy who won it was Welsh.
Yeah.
Right. So, shut up, you pillock. Oh, we're all British, are we not? You moron. Tomorrow we have tickets for Wales, Scotland. So, but you're banned from texting in, you pillock. It just really annoys me. It's that if any time you mention, you know, whatever, right, like the Chelsea-Everton thing, you get somebody going, oh, well, I think you'll find we had teams in Scotland too, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, hang on a second. We can't mention everything everywhere in the world that happens all the time.
But it's people that don't listen properly, because actually if you listen over the course of the week, then there's balance. But if you just tune in there and say, oh, they're giving away England tickets... You know, it's like, well, we give away Wales and Scotland and Ireland tickets.
You can't give away everything to everything. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you just played the Ordinary Boys. There are some boys in Wales who have a band. You don't play them. Shut up, you idiot. It's just really irritating. Kerry can't give every sport result that ever happens in the world all the time. It's just impossible. You know, I'm sure, because basically, cause no, this is what you're saying, because the show goes around the world, we haven't mentioned any American sport today at all. But you don't get the serious listeners wide and going, oh, I think you're, you know, well, don't want to be talking nerdy. Well, they might do.
Why don't you swap your top story in the sport for one of the other results and make other people happy? Drop the Chelsea story.
Mm.
You've done that now.
Yeah.
Get rid of the Liverpool one as well.
Do something about, you know...
Nah, it's top story.
Welsh
headline.
Pub League or something.
Headline stuff.
Yeah. TNS 7, another team nil, or whatever.
It's not a pub league, that's the League of Wales.
Yeah.
not helping.
You know,
not really helping. By using that as an example, that's their league.
I didn't...
Nice one, Dom.
Yes. Sorry.
Digs out that whole way, don't you?
Yeah, we'd almost got out, hadn't we? We just slipped back in again.
Just jumped us straight back in.
Sorry about that.
Did you just say sorry, brother?
Sorry. No, I said sorry about that, but hey, sorry, brother.
I thought you went, sorry, brother. I like that.
That'd be cool, wouldn't
it? No, do you know what, though? I think you should start calling people brother.
Sure. Okay.
I think that would be brilliant, because that will counterbalance Dave's Nazi image, which he currently has going on that he's desperate to shed because it's fake.
I'm not a Nazi.
Yeah.
Lose the Nazi, brother.
Nazi Dave. I was asking, by the way, Reese yesterday and Rachel about where we can take this Nazi gag. And they were both quite insistent that we just move on.
Mm.
They wouldn't let me bring you in an outfit.
Yeah.
Any kind of outfit related to that.
Well, as I said before, A, it's not a gag. B, it's nothing to do with me.
Nothing to do with you.
C, I don't know who this fella is. And D... I think maybe we should take my name off it, because I think the association is not necessarily the best.
No.
Can I just go back to the text messages? I've kind of started something now. Here's the text. I'm disgusted. Why do you never give away tickets for Outer Mongolia FC? You know, it's a very good point. Mm.
And difficult to get tickets for those games, though.
Someone said, how come you never do any sport reading about motorbikes?
I do. You do a lot of that.
Yeah. MotoGP, Valentino Rossi. He wins everything anyway now, so...
Don't forget the tiddlywinks in the Isle of Wight.
Oh, yes.
Okay, get on that one for the next bulletin.